to Not So Live from Asteroid G. Once again, being... Nah, I don't want to say that. You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. Potentially Tariff. Nah. I have a half a joke
in my head.
I was
trying to think of something about that, too. Yeah.
Had to get that James Bond Jr. reference in.
Love it. I mean, we'll see. Like, everything is so oversaturated. Everything is so shoved out. Yes. We've talked about it all the time because it's too much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe this will be okay, but it probably won't. It just probably won't.
I guess it's better that they bought it than like Disney buying them or something. Right. Then we know it would be beaten into the ground. Like we can have a sliver of hope.
Yeah, we can, and we'll see, because Disney, I'm surprised they didn't buy it. They just grab everything.
Yeah, well, I guess they didn't know it was for sale yet, or otherwise.
They're still busy counting their losses from the most recent movies.
Plus, I guess because MGM technically owned or had the license rights, then Amazon could just push to get it the rest of the way out.
No, that's a really valid point, I think, as well.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, I didn't understand your take on the last one, but bringing that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I see why you were like, I hated it. I was like, why? Oh, well, see, if I knew that going in, I probably would have hated it too.
Can't help it. I'd learned a week or two before I recorded the podcast that Stallone is a mega Trumper, like big boner for Trump. And I'm like, oh, well, that colors everything I watch now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that's the way things are. But like, you just you can't be buying in and drinking that Kool-Aid and not just be a little bit sick.
Yeah, nope. Yep,
just can't be.
Yep.
Vehemently, even said like, just because you vote for somebody doesn't mean you are them. But when you support them,
I got
a problem with that.
That's the key difference. Like, you could have voted Republican this last time, and that's one thing. But if you're going out to like rallies and you're wearing the MAGA hat and you're being like, "Yeah, Trump," then you are part of that cult. And we don't want anything to do with you.
I mean, hell, I vote Democratic just because I think they're always usually have a better agenda for what matters to me. Mm-hmm. But I even voted for Mitt Romney when he ran against Obama because my grandpa's Republican, and that was the Republican Party I wish I could still get behind. Like, God, it's so crazy.
I liked Obama. I voted Obama both times.
I voted him the second time. I voted the first time because like my grandpa was like, you better vote. And I was like, it's like my second election. All right, Grandpa.
Let me adjust this. Bounce that out for the picture. Cool. All right. Wolfman next, then.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I kind of enjoyed this a little bit.
Probably more than I did.
Thought it had some interesting parts to it.
Well, okay, well, we'll get into it in a sec. Hold on.
We're going to get into it.
We'll get into it. That's the name of our podcast now. We'll get into it.
We'll get there.
And three. Sinners isn't, like, the focus isn't on Michael G. Borden. The focus isn't on Michael G. God damn it. The focus isn't on Michael B. Jordan's characters. Wow, I don't know why I was struggling to say that name. So
it's
weird. Yeah, right? I really liked that, like, no, I'm not gonna say it. It's a spoiler. I'm just gonna cut that part out. That's a spoiler. We don't want to spoil anything.
No, for you,
not for them. I really like the fact that he named his club Pearlines. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, that was cool.
No, but
nice touch.
Very nice touch.
It was a good movie, man.
It was a really good movie. Oh my god, movie. So stupid.
We've seen some shit, like air quotes shit. They're still fun, but like we've seen some shit over the last like year of doing this. Plus, so like this was good. This was a good one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad movies, before we get into the podcast proper. They are apparently making another Rambo.
Last Blood Part 2?
No, apparently what they're going to do, that idea they've been banding around for a while, which is they're calling it John Rambo, and it's basically first Blood, like before he goes to Vietnam and during the first war. And I'm like, but don't we already know this story?
And isn't that, like, how is Sly going to pull that one off?
He's not. I don't think he's involved yet. I think they're going to recast and go with someone younger, which makes sense.
I mean, you have to, right? Yeah, the de-aging on that would be catastrophic.
Yeah, no, but it's... Why? We don't need this. No one gives a shit.
We just talked about it, how, like, you know, like, They're fine for what they are, and the first two are the only ones that are even really good, and really it's like the first movie only that's really good.
Really good. The second one's good in parts, and then it falls off, but you could still
Yeah.
watch it. But yeah,
It
man.
has good elements, and it's the second movie, and we talked about it. I liked the third movie. I just thought it was fun, but it did not age well. And the
No.
last two were just, they were just bad.
They're just
They were
bad.
just bad.
It's funny because I was talking with Caleb online about this, and I made the point that when we get into podcasts, you're like, yeah, I really liked this, and I go, I didn't. And then after 20 minutes of talking, you go, man, I no longer like this. And I'm like, my job is apparently to ruin everything for you.
Not true, not true. This is like, you give me like you will never ruin Rambo 3 for me. No matter how much I love that movie. I wrote Rambo 3 Awesome Dude on my VHS when I was like 9. Like that will always be love. But like what I goodness I thought was in Rambo Last Blood for like what it was, when you talk about like some of the elements of like, you know, what that movie is versus the way the world is, like it sours of note of what was a fun action movie, because clearly there was something behind these decisions. So in that aspect, ruined, sure, but you'll never ruin Rambo for me.
It was just funny though. I was just
That's
like,
good. I like that. That's
man.
funny.
Okay.
It has happened once or twice.
Yeah. You've come in and been like, oh yeah, oh I love this, and I go, but do you? And you're like, okay, no, I don't.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe I
Maybe maybe in
don't.
the maybe that was just nostalgia speaking. Man, I'm glad that you felt the same way about that. I was so worried. He's gonna hate all of it. I'm like, please tell me he at least likes the sauce, because that was really fucking good.
Yeah, no,
Oh,
it was
that's
the best
great.
part. It was absolutely the best part.
Yeah. Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer got that right. Like that was some good flavor there.
I can see why they're popular enough to get an Arby's crossover now. Like,
Oh
honestly,
yeah.
yeah. It's
I
really
mean, I
good.
almost feel like it like almost feels like maybe they slid Arby's a solid, like, hey, you can give us a couple million less if you just make the sandwich totally shit. So that way our sauces stand out.
I'm deeply afraid of how bad that pulled pork sandwich is gonna be, honestly.
Is there nothing on that either? It's just dry and you pour the sauce on that, because that sounds horrifying.
I think it's the same sandwich, it's just instead of
Yeah, I
brisket with
didn't
some
think of
pickle.
that. I didn't think of that, because I was surprised that there wasn't sauce on the brisket when I opened it up. I'm like, oh, this is, oh, I see what they want you to do here. I didn't put it together, like, how bad that pork would be then. Shit. I almost want to try it now. Maybe I will, and I'll let you know.
You let me know. That's fine. We can do a
I'm
little a
terrified.
quickie in between everything. Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh,
Pew.
is that how?
Pew.
P.
France Pew. Pew.
P. No, I think
Per.
that's really bad. Fl I.
Different our experiences were just on like the composition of the meals itself.
Yeah, no, like that's just so weird to me that the Hardee's
Yeah.
was so bad for you, and yet everything that I got except for the chicken sandwich, which admittedly was the
Passable.
thing we were
Which was
supposed to go
passable.
there for, yeah. Which
Yeah.
is funny, because we were there for the chicken sandwich, and that was the one part I'm like, well, this sucked. Like, why was anyone getting this? No, but.
It wasn't good. The
Alright. I don't
disappointment of the previous meals that we reviewed from Arby's were trumped by the success of the sauces that Arby's had. There was no redeeming quality of
None.
any of this.
None.
That was like, oh, that was very impressive. I'd get that again.
It was all mid quality. I would agree without the
Yeah,
chicken.
it was just fine.
Yeah. So, Terminator
Terminator.
is next. We will. I mean, it's that or Thunderbolts. We're gonna do both, and I'll air them whatever fucking order I feel like. So.
You're up. Your call.
So Terminator, yes. The fact that James Cameron, for some reason, is making another one. So,
Just
this.
finding that bar again.
I think we can get 15 to 20 on this, I'm sure. Shane Black's movie even happened. But Prey was
It's
good.
so sad. I had such faith in Shane Black, and he broke my heart. He broke my heart. He
But
did.
like it went well enough that with Prey that
Yeah.
we've hit a renaissance of new Predator movies and people are
Yeah.
excited to see them again. That's the problem that we're having right now, is that it's not been that long since Dark Fate. It's not been
Yeah.
that long since the Netflix show came out. Before then, it hadn't been but a few years since Genesis and then Salvation and then Terminator. They
Yeah.
keep hitting it over and over and they're not letting nostalgia build. Let
They
us get
missed their
nostalgic.
mark
They
with
did.
the third one when there was a
They did.
12-year gap. Like, they had a chance there to get it, and they've tried to capture it since then, and it's been 20 years of mediocrity.
So bad. Yeah, they just, you are, you and I are right on this one thing. I think more than anything, we don't need it, and that's because we're not missing it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're right.
Yeah. Let us miss Terminator, then we'll come back and watch a new one. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, wishing for the glory days when robots just killed children and women. I'm your host. Wait, that sounds really bad. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was going to come up with something witty, but I'm just going to try to get out of here. My goodness. Bye, everybody.
Here, I'll put that in an outtake. Let's record a new one.
My goodness.
That was so bad. I love it.
That was great.
Hilarious. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. Oh, God. I'm just stuck on that now. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, remembering the days when I'd go to a mall and see a Terminator stalking a teenage boy. I'm your host, Mike. That's not any better. God. It's not any... This is a terrible ending. Okay, we're just going to go simpler. Yep. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, wishing we too were apocalyptic warriors in the future. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
You didn't get me at first. And then, you're like, that's not any better. And that's I fought for half a second. I'm like, no, it is not
this
any
better. It's not any better.
It is not any better.
Okay. Speckies. A month or two ago, I watched through, most of them. I'm going to be honest with you, most of them are bad. Species 1 and Species 2 are terrible. They're just not good movies. But,
yeah.
Species 3 was actually weirdly watchable.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't good. I'm not qualifying. None of the Species movies were good. But it had a couple of actors in there that actually could act. And that it's surprising how any amount of decent acting elevates a really terrible movie.
Yeah, you know what? Acting, it's like sales, you know, retail. Sales hide everything, you know? Mm-hmm. Good acting can hide bad writing. It can hide a bad lot of things.
Plus, as I admitted while watching through the movies, there's really only one thing you're there for, which is a whole lot of naked lady.
You're only there for the boobs.
No, and the third movie in the unrated cut, she just wandered around naked for most of the first half of the film. So, you know, you were getting exactly what you paid for.
Yeah.
But no.
Wow, that's Marge Helleberger, too. I forgot.
Yeah, on your point about Splice not doing as well, Splice isn't sexy. Species.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. It's weird alien hybrid something that then goes and fucks and kills. But
true.
Splice is very much a horror movie, and Species was softcore titillation with a little horror, so...
Yeah. That's true. Splice was the better movie, I think.
It was. Splice is watchable.
And that's the funny thing. Like, that's just a better movie. Yep.
But part one of this two-part will be Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we can take a longer look at Marvel, because Phase 5 is now done, and we're heading into Phase 6, and we can actually discuss all the stupid shit that Marvel did and is still doing, even though they said otherwise.
Gotcha. Let me pull up phases 5 and 6, so that way I got those ready in the tab.
Yep. I'm also going to adjust your camera a little, honestly. Let's shrink it back down some, just because that way if you, bend over or something, I don't lose all your shot.
Bend over.
It's not that kind of podcast. is it?
But it can be. I mean,
we're giving the people what they want. We have some outtakes with you
saying some really choice things.
We're just giving the people what they want.
That's all it is. All
right. So, Fantastic Four. I didn't even watch the other ones in preparation for this. I'd seen them a while ago. They're bad. It's
the other Fantastic Fours. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt no need. I'll watch them at some point for the sake of it. But meh.
Sure.
Okay. Well then. I guess we should count down from 4.
I see what you did there.
We both recently watched... I'm going to say it again because I heard your water there.
I've gotten very good at the straw part. The alcohol beverage, I'll be careful.
In the future, I'll just make sure that if I see you taking a sip, I pause for a second.
I will also mindfully mute like I normally should.
There you go. Okay. Professionalism!
Yes, well, that's what we're here for. It was an okay movie. It was okay.
It was a Fantastic Four. Was it the best Fantastic Four movie we've gotten? Yes. Is that a
Yeah.
high bar? Not in the slightest.
Not really, not
Nah.
really. You know,
Nah.
and I was so disappointed in the way the thing looked until he grew the beard. Then I
Yeah.
was like, okay,
That was okay.
this looks
That's
cool
okay.
now. It was okay. You know, why is our CGI from the Michael Chiklis version so much better than our CGI here 20 years
Because it
later? Like,
wasn't
I didn't get
CGI.
it.
Michael Chiklis wore a suit.
That's fair. There you go, then.
Yeah.
That's why.
It was much more tactile there. Like, the other special effects in that movie aren't great, but yeah. Chiklis.
Imagine that. Practical effects looking
Right?
better.
Right?
We haven't talked about that at all. Fun part about that too. Saturday, my
Yeah.
wife, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, the other husband staying home. We're going to go see K-Pop Demon Hunters in the theater for a sing-along.
Oh, yeah, I heard they were doing a sing-along release of that,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
yeah.
It's just my wife's like, "You better sing." I'm like, "I'll sing when I want to sing," which is probably all the time because the songs are good.
It's like my wife took me to that. I'd be like, I'll enjoy the movie. I'll be annoyed by the singing along, but.
Well, we did a not that long ago. We did a Goofy movie on its 30th anniversary or whatever, or 25th anniversary. I have no idea. We're old. There was a sing along for that that we went to the theater to do, and that was a lot of fun.
Was it, in
It
fact,
would.
Goofy?
I love a Goofy movie. Yes, it
Okay, I
was
haven't seen it.
Goofy and it was good. You've never seen Goofy movie?
Again!
Really?
I do not watch Disney
No, that's
normally.
fair, but that to me falls into like the redheaded stepchild category of Disney. Like that's Disney without being Disney.
They didn't get a lot out of me from like that Disney Renaissance happened. I really liked like The
Yeah.
Lion King and Aladdin. Those were
Sure.
great. A lot of them
Yeah.
were stories I didn't give a shit. I didn't care about Tarzan. I didn't care about. I think it
Right,
was
right.
Pocahontas that ruined it for me because that was such a shit movie.
Yeah.
Hunchback didn't really do it for me either. So at a certain point.
Although, man, that guy in Hunchback, we did the review of the evil guys. Holy shit,
Yeah,
that
Rolo or Polo or
guy. Yeah,
whatever his name is.
Count Frollo, I think he
There was
was.
Frollo. Yeah,
Yeah.
chocolate caramel together. So good. But
Caramello.
so those like there was back-to-back movies I didn't give a shit about, and that kind of switched a
Yeah.
flipped a switch in my brain that was like Disney, who gives a shit? So I skipped a
Right.
Goofy movie, I skipped other stuff. I didn't really start watching Disney movies again until Wreck-It Ralph.
Marvel. Wreck-It Ralph's so
Because
good. That's
video
one
games, and
of
it had a video game, and I really liked
my
it. And now I'm like, okay, I'll do so. Frozen and Moana, I've seen all that shit. But
Right.
there's a good gap of movies where I've only started watching them for the website. Like Mulan, I only saw because of the live action one. Because I'm just like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah,
So.
well, I mean, it probably won't have any like same kind of effect to you if you didn't watch it when you were younger. Like I grew up watching it with my little sister, and she loves it too. So we watched it a lot when I was babysitting her.
Yeah, I
And
get that.
it's just a fun movie, you know. It's like a coming of age, you know, Goofy dealing with his son, single father kind of thing. It's just a good movie. It still hits.
That works.
It's good, man. We've been doing this for what? I don't even
A
know, a year
while, huh?
now.
Co
So
couple.
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 2.5 years almost now.
Oh my God, is it that long?
You came in on season
Holy.
six. We're most of the way through season eight now.
Mother of God.
I know, right?
Where
All
does the time go?
right. Fuck, I know.
It was much better than the Hardee's experiences so far.
Right. I
You know?
added the chicken wing thing in just so we'd get over 10 minutes so it could be a full-size podcast.
Perfect. Works for me.
Stretch it out to 11, we're good, because in my
Yeah.
head, under 10 is a mini, under 3 is a short. So we just, I want
Okay.
to get to the, and since we were close. If it only been 8 minutes, I would have been like, I'm not forcing it, but
Yeah,
whatever.
we're right there, a little one of the little
Yeah,
30,
close,
40
close.
seconds. I mean, and we you know, run a few wraps afterward or beforeward, and you get a little bit of stuff.
Ooh, chicken
Ooh,
wraps. Oh,
yum.
delicious.
Ooh, yeah. And
So
then,
good.
like, you ever see How High? Red Man, Method
No, I
Man?
haven't. I know of
Okay.
it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. There's a part in the movie where like the one RA of the place, like, you know, the guy that's there from the school but is a student to like watch people like in the dorms and all that, he steals their plant and like he smokes it and gets all high, and like he takes a pizza and like puts something in it and like rolls it into a burrito and starts eating it. And like I'm thinking like burrito pizza, like when you brought back like chicken wrap, I'm thinking this dude wrapping a pizza. Like my brain does weird shit.
I mean, you say that, and all I can think is Taco Town, the SNL skit with like the 14-layer taco that has like a tamale and like a blueberry pancake and a crepe and all that in there. And I've seen chefs make this thing as a joke and then eat it, and they're
Yeah.
like, this is
Damn, I'm not half bad.
actually kind of good. What is
What
this?
is this abomination? My favorite like little short like that SNL used to do was like they did one when like, you know, the Mach 3s and 4 razors were out, and like that was like the new thing, and the more blades the better. And it was like the Mach 17 was the razor, and it was like razor 1 does this, like razor 7 comes down just to scare the hair. And, like little things like that, like they just had a comment for everything, and I'm like, man, SNL, like the golden years of SNL between like 1992 and 2006, like I miss them, dude. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. There's certain groups that worked really well. Once you had like Mike Myers and Dana Carvey and a couple of the others all firing together, you had like 3 or so years that were golden, and then like Wayne's World happened as a movie, and you could tell that as soon as their contracts expired, SNL, they left, and the energy was just gone for a few years.
Yep. And then there was a bit of I used to love like coming home from college and like throwing on Comedy Central and there'd be old SNL reruns from like 2 to 6 in the afternoon or something like that. And like just watching those old ones from 98, 99. Like, oh, so good. Okay. Chocolate chips. Chocolate
it's only
chip
flip for you.
Chips.
Yeah. It's only
how flip. Now, brown cow.
your camera
blue
is.
Be black blood.
Your camera's only flipped for you because it's acting like a mirror for you. It doesn't show you.
The Pandora has very oddly shaped feet.
I know.
Oh, now, brown cow.
Okay, we are good. So, although I don't... Were you making noise there, Becky, or were you just moving your mouth?
No.
Okay, because you freaked me out there for a second. Oh, what is she saying?
right. Insert subtitles here.
Oh, my God. That's what we don't need is a tech issue right there. Okay. In three. So.
I'm surprised you didn't bust out the pumpkin spice latte there. That drives all the women in. K-pop Demon Hunters and Star Wars.
I don't know. My wife is not that quite that much of a basic bitch to be that in the pumpkin spice.
I was just making a funny. Back no,
you're good. You're good.
It's the only way you get away with it. Plus, my Ugg boots are on order.
We went almost an hour, and while we didn't do all the points that I had, some of them were related to the TV stuff, and JS, since you haven't done all of that, I'm just like, eh, fuck it.
Okay, yeah, part of me is like, oh, crap, what about, I got worse about TV stuff, and I'm like, God, I'm
well,
starting
you know
to
what?
Glaze over.
Luffy and I will just have to have you on for another time where we talk the TV shit.
We will. We could talk that sometime, too, in General Nasra G.
Bex will do TV stuff at any point. I mean, you're welcome to join us for that one, too, if you want, JS. I just know that since you haven't done it before. Or haven't done the
watched not half of Clone Wars, so
yeah,
I gotta watch. I hear Rebels is really good too. I gotta watch that.
Rebels
too.
Is pretty good,
but yeah, isn't it like the continuation of Clone Wars?
Sort of, but sort
was,
of not.
I was trying to watch them in order.
It's impossible to watch everything in order at this point because of the way that the TV shows just kind of piecemeal together and come out at different times. Rebels technically comes out like 5 years before, like Rogue One. I think is how it works out. And then, so there's like a, 15, 20 year gap between the end of the Clone Wars and the start of Rebels. And then they started filling in shit in the middle of that because there's like Tales of the Jedi and Tales of the Underworld and that shit. And then you get like Andor and of course Rogue One and Solo and all that other shit. And it's just like, I recommend just watching whatever sounds interesting to you. And if you lose interest in one and I had to fight to get through Clone Wars because Amidala is boring and so are the droids.
Bad Batch.
Bad Batch is pretty good too. Yeah. So
like for me, who if there's not a Jedi in it, I do not care. Bad Batch is like, oh, it's good.
And then I'll try and get Mike to watch it again. If you want to watch The Expanse at some point, we can talk that too. You also have to make me watch the new How to Train Your Dragon too. So,
did you see the live action? Was it good?
I did, and I like. You know, I'm not too much of a purist of anything. You know, I'm pretty open-minded. And I walked in expecting to be grumbly about something because when I love something, How to Train Your Dragon is one of those great loves. Like, I tore into frickin' The Lion King remake because that was just garbage. So I was like, I was bracing myself because I wasn't thrilled with all the trailers because it looks shot for shot.
Remake,
which is boring, but it actually is not all that. There's a lot of that, but I was actually a little impressed with what they did to where I'm like, okay, I'm okay with this. It's not my favorite, but I'm okay with it. Like it developed some of the characters more. It gave more motivations for things. I do have one big complaint. And it's because they left out one little tiny pivotal scene, you know, because Hiccup learns a thing in one scene that he uses at the end. And they did not have that one scene. So.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So that was
kind
the only thing.
Big,
big plot point. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of is. It was one of the things where I thought, I was like, oh my god, they did not show this. I don't think they did. I'm going to have to go back and watch it and make sure I'm correct in that, but I'm like, yeah, but anyway.
So
that was my only true complaint.
Okay.
Get us back on topic. So K-pop demon.
Right.
Back over.
The reason we're actually
back
here,
over
sorry.
From podcast, that's the thing everyone's here for. So
just clip that and make that a short.
I have things to say.
So
check one,
perfect.
Two.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, no, the Star Wars thing was the easiest editing session I've ever had, because for the most part, I just had a lower third across the bottom when we were having focused discussions, which meant that I didn't have to swap out images constantly. I did a little of that in between the discussion bits where we were, like, wandering and doing whatever. But for the most part, it was just, like, put up the thing, let the discussion be the focus. Because normally, I'm stupidly anal retentive about not only the audio, but also, like, always focusing a still that's on screen with the whatever's being discussed. I envy the people that just, like, put a video clip on and loop the video clip 5 or 6 times for, like, 5 minutes. But that's right. That's not my way. I'm
you
dumb about it.
You gotta pick your style, man.
Style. I'm not even sure it's a style people really like, but I'm like, I'm gonna do this my way. No!
You get it the way you get it. That's how it gets.
It's only the way I want to do it. Yeah, no.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
What's the Snyder Bros versus James Gunn? Is that like the back and forth? I've heard very little
about
that.
Yeah, that's the back and forth between them because, yeah it's just, it's like they are not happy with anything.
Right,
that James Gunn does, doesn't matter what it is. So, yeah. So we can have a little conversation about that. I mean, because we've talked Superman enough. I was just like, what is with people hating something before they see it? Like, I'll hate something after I see it because I'm an opinionated asshole. But at least I give it a chance. But yeah, with the Zack Snyder guys, it's just like they hate it simply for the fact that they can't have their DCEU anymore because for some reason they liked those movies even though they're terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you. Let's see. Let's do Snyder versus James Gunn then, because I don't know as much about that, so I can give you as much input as I can.
So we'll just we get, and since that's I only intend that to be a 3 or 4 minute one, unless we go hideously over, we can just beat that.
Well, sometimes
shit up.
That happens. We tend to just keep talking.
I know. Okay, so. That went way longer than I expected.
Again, these minis turning into shorts or vice versa because my brain's fried.
It's fine. Okay, and then get an intro on that because we didn't do one because I expected it to be 3 minutes and not 16. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. Fuck me.
Maybe later.
I mean, I appreciate that it's all on the table. No. So I was editing the Star Wars podcast, and watching it, we got to the point where we were discussing the fact that somehow Palpatine returned, which is such a terrible way. It doesn't matter who or what villain it is. Somehow they returned is a terrible way to bring back a villain. Like, you don't even bother explaining it. You're just like, somehow. Great writing there, JJ. But it occurred to me that the thing we always harp on is the somehow, but not the Palpatine part. Because bringing back any villain that way is stupid, but Palpatine only has a connection to Luke. He doesn't even really have a connection to Han or Leia. Luke is dead, Han is dead, and Leia is effectively dead in that movie because her actress died beforehand, and then they couldn't use her. So all you have are people running around that have absolutely no connection to Palpatine, to the Empire, to anything that came before, and they're all acting freaked out because Palpatine is back.
And it's the boogeyman aspect, right?
Ooh. Is it, though? It's like, he's just
what
a dude.
What else could it be?
But as far as most of these people knew, even Force powers weren't really a thing. If you remember, Episode 7 established that the Jedi were just a myth. So all they knew is that Emperor Palpatine was just a dude.
I mean, maybe they're, you know, the history that's been written has shown that, like, you know, that person is a name, like Hitler or whatever, Stalin. Like, you hear that name and you know, like, Palpatine, bad. Like, no one wants to name their kid Adolf.
As far as these people are concerned, like, saying somehow Palpatine returned is like in the real life, as someone said to us, somehow Stalin's returned. And we're going, okay. So, like, the balance of power has shifted, guys. What are you expecting? Is he sitting over there in his ice lab going, tee-hee-hee, now I'm going to make Death Star lasers? Like, fuck is this? To my wife, the thing I said was, like, this has as much of an impact to them as if the opening scroll had said, somehow Watto returned. And you're like, who? Fuck is that guy? That dude from the junk planet? Like, what?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean... It's a good point. I didn't really give that much thought because, like, how would they know how bad he really is?
How would they care?
No. Or why would they even give a shit? Yeah, we got bigger problems right in front of us, yeah. Although I guess he was pulling the strings.
We care because we're involved. Like, we've seen all the movies. We're in the grand audience. But it's like when your D&D character has knowledge that they're not supposed to have and the DM has to yell at you. This is that. Somehow Palpatine returned is for us. It's not for the characters. And no one on screen comments on it, and that just really irritated me.
I know, and it's probably because I haven't watched it more than once, but I'll have to really take a look and try to catch that reaction or lack thereof, because it's actually kind of funny if that's the case.
Yeah.
It's a bad movie, though, then.
It's just a bad movie.
And, you know, 25 years ago, I would have thought I'd never say that about a Star Wars movie. But, you know, effectively, Episode 9 is just shit.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry. Not sorry.
It's fine. You're listening to Not So Live from Astro G, trying to see things eye to eye. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Oh, man, you stole my little intro right there. So Mike the Ghoul is right here, going to go and if you, I can't think of the other song. Damn it. I'll do an intro in a second. Yeah, you can edit this.
It's fine.
Let's see, 12 at the time?
18, if it was 99, knowing your age, that'd be 17, 18.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. Man, maybe I'm like, when was my sister born? Damn. I'm 43. My sister just turned, she's 10 years, so she was born in 93. Or 80, 92. Oh, okay, so yeah, maybe it was. So no, my brother 95. Okay, yeah, dude, we are all so old. Mathing on Twitch is hard, let alone mathing on a podcast. God damn. We need a musical number because I have a quote.
You blew out so hard there.
I said.
excuse me. That was very good peanut butter toast.
Nice. I had peanut butter toast last night as a snack with like a couple like mini chocolate chips on there.
Yeah. That's good. One of my favorite things to do, totally unrelated. Mm-hmm. Eggo waffle, maple syrup, and then like cocoa pebbles on top.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Real good.
I'm gonna have to try that. That sounds good. That sounds real good.
Yeah, it's like, it shouldn't, and yet also it's like, ooh, hello.
They're like, Eggo waffle, maple syrup. I'm like, go on.
I'm already sold.
Go on. And he throws the cocoa pebbles on there. I'm like, dear sir.
What is the line from Krieger and Archer? I can only get so erect.
Yeah. My penis can only get so erect. That's so funny.
Okay.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul going to go dab his way to the bathroom after eating this crap. I'll see you guys later.
We will see you all next time. I also apologize. That was like the worst dab I think I've ever seen anyone do. I threw my hands at like an odd angle. I don't even know why I did it. I hate it when people do that shit, but I was like, oh, fuck it. We'll just go for it.
My wife's sister, when it was like, you know, when it was the thing like 10 years ago and she was still, you know, in her teens, you know, they were doing it all the time. The kids and bap, like dabbing and all that.
Oh, so, yeah, I can't do that. No. Yeah, whatever. I'm too old. I throw out my back or something.
And by that note, no fucking restaurants with glass floors 500 fucking feet in the air. What psychopath builds that fucking restaurant?
Yeah, I saw that and I'm sitting there going, you know, even if this thing wasn't about to collapse and catch fire, I'm not stepping foot on that fucking dance floor. I don't care.
I wish I had the confidence of those motherfuckers in there to be stomping on that glass dance floor like that.
Fucking,
like, God,
to fucking
you
shout.
You all deserved it.
Like, not only stomping, not only dancing, but doing it during shout. One of those songs where you have to leap in the air, and I'm like, no fucking way. I see that. I'm getting back on the elevator and going all the way back down. Death doesn't need to give me a premonition. I had that one all on my own.
Speaking of elevator, dude, when that elevator scene, when that dude gets cut in half, I'm like, some of these kills are so vicious. They're brutal.
They are. No, the kills are brutal. I think on that regard, the film really upped the ante, and I appreciated that a lot. It's I had no problem with the film until they killed the last two kids, and then at that point I'm like, man, why?
It's been so long since I watched one of these that, like, when that ended, I was like, wow, I like that, because, like, that's it, Bloodlines, they're done, and now you're telling me there's another one. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, no.
Now I'm pissed.
The fact that they're coming back for it, and I'm like, ugh. Just annoying.
I mean, whatever. We'll talk about that when the time comes to.
Yeah, a couple years from now when they do another. Oh, well.
I'm sure. Shout out to fucking Peter Jackson for nailing that Hobbit trilogy for $623 million when fucking $1 billion was spent on both Avengers.
Yep.
Goodness gracious.
We can shit on the Hobbit movies all we want, but they were profitable.
They were.
They were profitable.
Visually beautiful. And, you know, one day I'm going to do, like, around this time of year is, like, when you see those, like, Instagram posts when they're, like, you know, waking up at 6 a.m. or whatever to do my 24 hours of all the Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
And they start at the Hobbit and go all the way through the end. And it's, like, 20-something hours of the extended edition, some crazy-ass number.
Well, it's even longer now with that anime that came out. Now you have to do the War of the Rohirrim, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're going to be long haul. Soon enough, they're going to be like, I'm going to have to put on some diapers for this because I can't leave my TV.
Yeah. That is crazy that The Hobbit was three times as expensive as The Lord of the Rings. Jeez. I guess that's all, you know, the CGI with Smaug and everything.
Smaug. Okay.
Smaug.
That's, like, the way you say it sounds like Dr. Evil. Like, hello, Smaug.
Dr. Smaug. Yeah.
Now I just see Mike Myers voicing Smaug, and it would be hilarious and awful. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I like my gold, baby.
Oh my god, he did play Goldmember. Oh, that's he too did. Good. He did. That's too good.
Goldmember meets Smaug. Smaug.
Wow. Well, this is a crossover I didn't realize I needed, but I'm kind of there for it now. Stop and... Oh, I just lost you for a second there. Did something happen? I completely lost you. I think I've lost you entirely. Oh no, where did you go? It's not me, is it? Everything okay on my end? Everything's okay on my end. Did we lose you?
Okay, am I back now?
Hey, you're back. There you are.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. The computer sometimes is such a... Ugh.
That's okay. I just knew... Thankfully, it happened right at the end of the podcast. Also, you're...
I know,
there.
Right?
Okay, now you're bright again. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah, my whole thing crapped out on me.
It's all good. Yeah, I was just like, well, podcast is over at least. Well-timed right there.
Oh my god, yeah, I got lucky. I was trying to, like, I noticed that my Archipelago client was still open from last night. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. So I went to hit Control-Alt-Delete to pull up the task manager. And instead of hitting task manager, I hit fucking sign out like a Muppet. Sorry.
It's fine. We're good. No big deal. Well, right, I guess we can travel to the distant future of 1997.
Yeah.
Was that what it was? 2019? Now I have to go... Oh, yeah, because the Blade Runner 2022 takes place 3 years later. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Did you watch any of those or just the two movies?
I just watched the two movies.
Perfect. It's fine. Doesn't matter. The rest of them sucked. It's fine.
Man, Tenet, I still don't even know what the fuck I watched in that movie.
Right? Fuck was that movie? Shit.
I don't know. I tried to watch it 3 times and I still don't understand it.
I think we're both too smart and too dumb to understand Tenet.
It's a good movie, too, but I don't get it.
I will give you that I don't understand it. I don't even think it was a good movie. Okay.
I think it had moments, but anyway, we'll talk about it.
Chris, it has moments because Christopher Nolan's a good director. He's not always a good writer.
That's true. And I think Robert Pattinson did a good job in that movie, too. So,
yeah. On Stranger Tides was the... Is this the second?
The third movie?
No, this is the fourth.
No. Who's let me see? Yeah. The Ian McShane Benelli Cruz. Yeah, this is Blackbeard.
Let's just put this in context for a second. I hate the fact that sequels don't get numbers anymore. Say what you will about the Fast and Furious series that we were just on and mocking their names. At least every single one of their entries is fucking numbered.
Yeah, at least I know where I'm going.
Right? I can keep up. Like, Too Fast, Too Furious is a stupid name, but two is in the name. I know where I'm at.
Oh my god, that's still a meme between my wife and I to this day.
It's so
still.
Good.
Still...
And I love the fact that they did that because they couldn't, they weren't allowed to continue using the Fast and the Furious as their name without paying Roger Corman more money. So that's why every movie has its own title, and it's hilarious, and I love their workaround. But anyway.